Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted that you're with us today. We're in the midst of a powerful acceleration of light on this planet, and I think everybody's feeling it in their physical bodies and in their life experiences, no matter what's going on. In order for us to assimilate this influx of light in a very effective and positive way, we need to raise the energy, vibration, and consciousness of our earthly bodies, our physical body, our etheric body, our mental body, and our emotional body. So today we're going to participate in some activities of light that have been given to us by the Company of Heaven that'll help us do just that. We will also serve as surrogates, as we always do, on behalf of all humanity, so that this will happen more easily for all people around the world. There are a lot of really challenging things that are happening on this planet at this time. And we're hearing from the heavenly realms more and more that it's important for us to be our sister and brother's keeper. We can't do things for our sister and brothers. Everybody needs to be responsible for their own learning experiences and their own growing experiences. But what we can do is invoke their I Am presence and the Company of Heaven on their behalf. This gives the Company of Heaven and their own I Am presence permission to intervene in ways that maybe they haven't been able to in the past. This will help each one to move forward in the light much more quickly. This is really a wondrous time in the midst of all the challenges that are going on. So as you listen to this program today, know that you're joining in consciousness with light workers all over the world. As you feel this light flowing through you, connecting with heart flame to heart flame, know that we are creating a chalice of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless all life on this planet. Now, as we begin this time together today, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your heart chakra opening to full breadth. Now experience the infinite love of God flowing through your heart flame into the heart flames of every man, woman, and child on earth. Know that as the love of God lifts you up, all life is being lifted up with you. The enlightening information that we're going to explore today is being given to humanity by the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth. And the divine intent of these celestial sharings is to give each of us greater clarity and understanding as we progress through these wondrous but challenging times on earth. The light of God is increasing, and as we work with this light and draw it into the heart and mind of every evolving soul on this planet, it literally lifts humanity up in a way that helps people see with new eyes and hear with new ears. What this does is enable us to recognize the oneness of all life, that all life is interconnected, interrelated, and interdependent, so that when we witness very challenging things taking place all over this planet, we know that this is occurring to us as well at some level, and it will inspire us to go within to the divinity of our heart and to reach up into the realms of illumined truth and tap into the viable solutions that will assist each and every one of us in ways that will help us move forward in the light. At this very moment, all of the technology is available so that there should not be a single person that is hungry on this planet, even in spite of the droughts and inclement weather conditions that we are experiencing. There shouldn't be a single person without shelter, or a single person without health care, or security, or comfort, or education, or all of the other things that are part of our natural human existence in this physical plane. Those that are without it are reflecting the imbalance in humanity's consciousness, the abuse of power, the greed, the corruption, the selfishness that has caused these incredible imbalances. And they are being pushed to the surface now in very obvious and dramatic ways, heart-rending ways, to get our attention so that we will be able to make changes that will move all humanity forward in the light into the frequencies of the new heaven and the new earth. So remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. So let's focus on our physical transformation and what it means for us to transform our physical body. Actually, the aging, disease, degeneration, and mortification of the flesh that we experience in our physical bodies is a result of our fall from grace. These painful conditions were never part of God's original divine plan for the children of Earth. In the beginning, the plan was that we would evolve through our earthly experiences, using our creative faculties of thought and feeling, to become masters of energy, vibration, and consciousness, thus becoming co-creators with our Father, Mother, God. The initial plan was that we would evolve in vehicles of eternal youth, vibrant health, and infinite perfection, so that we could learn the lessons of co-creation without the distraction of the struggle of trying to keep our earthly bodies alive. The elemental kingdom provided everything we need in the way of water, things for clothing, food, shelter, sunshine, fresh air to breathe, everything that we needed to sustain our physical bodies. But when we began experimenting with our thoughts and feelings in ways that were contrary to God's will and the divine plan, then the discordant frequencies of vibration that we were sending forth with our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, literally our miscreations, began to reflect on our physical, etheric, mental, emotional bodies, and on the physical plane of Earth, the environment, as well. The situation gradually resulted in breaking down the perfect patterns that were imprinted in our RNA and DNA messenger codes. These codes form the RNA-DNA molecules, which are the building blocks for all manifest form. This bombardment of negativity caused our cells to become weak and distorted and to form into a form which eventually resulted in aging, disease, deformity, decay, death, and every other physical manifestation that we are reflecting now. Tragically, we just go through life accepting this as a natural part of our earthly experience, expecting that we are going to age and disintegrate as we get older and older. But that is a human miscreation. It was not part of our original divine plan. Now the time has come for us to reverse the adverse effects of our fall from grace. It is time for us to transform our earthly bodies into the perfection of our solar light bodies, vibrating at a frequency that transcends the maladies that we are now experiencing. In order to accelerate this transformation process, we need to reactivate the core of purity within every electron of precious life energy. We are also being given a unique opportunity to utilize amazing gifts from our Father, Mother, God that are being greatly amplified during this phenomenal moment in Earth's ascension process. Purity is at the heart of all creation, and it is extremely important for us to recognize this divine quality. We must learn to utilize purity in our physical transformation process. As we understand more about the divine quality of purity, we will realize how important it is for us to utilize this gift, invoking it from the heart of God, continually in our daily life experiences. For instance, purity is a living, breathing pulsation within the core of every electron of energy on Earth. Every particle of life is comprised of electrons rotating around a central core of the atom. The atom is a miniature universe in itself, and it is a building block of all physical manifestation, including our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. The frequency of purity at the core of every electron vibrates so rapidly that no discord can enter into it or contaminate its radiance. It's really important for us to understand this, because this is how we are transforming our earthly bodies, not by waving a wand and expecting all of the negativity to just be evaporated, but rather by activating the original divine potential in the core of purity that transcends the negativity and transmutes it back into light. If we could stop one electron of energy as it passes through the universe, we would see that within the electron is contained the complete nature of God. All of God's power, all of God's majesty, all of God's divinity. Every single electron contains within this central core of purity the totality of God's perfection, our full divine potential. Each electron is an intelligent life form, and as it is projected forth from the heart of God, it joyously and anxiously awaits the opportunity to serve life and to expand the borders of our Father, Mother, God's kingdom in the physical plane of Earth. Every second, trillions and trillions of tiny electrons flow from the heart of our Father, Mother, God, the universal first cause of all that is. These electrons flow into our I Am presence, and then into the immortal, victorious, threefold flame, the divinity that pulsates within our hearts. We then send forth the electrons into the world, charged with our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. The electrons themselves cannot be contaminated with our destructive behavior in the core of purity. The misqualification occurs when we cloak the electrons in vibrations that are less than harmonious, when we cloak them in limitation, illness, depression, poverty, and all of the other abusive thought forms that we have miscreated, the various forms of darkness that are the result of our placing a cloak of darkness around the electrons when we send them forth through our negative behavior patterns. Once we truly understand this process, we will realize that regardless of how bad our life situation seems, or regardless of how bad our physical condition is, purity and God's perfection are still alive in the core of purity in every electron of energy that is manifesting in our lives. And this pure God light is waiting even now for us to release it from its cloak of darkness so that it can manifest the perfection of God's original divine plan for each and every one of us. Remember, each electron is an intelligent life form that will respond to the command of the threefold flame that is pulsating in our hearts. In recent months, the threefold flame within our hearts has been expanded to envelop our four earthly bodies. This has occurred through the I Am presence, the divinity of every man, woman, and child on Earth, whether he or she was consciously aware of it or not. This threefold flame consists of the sapphire blue flame that reflects our Father God's divine will, power, and authority. and the crystalline pink flame, which reflects our Mother God's divine love, reverence for life, and adoration. And within the center of these two flames is the yellow gold flame, reflecting the Son and Daughter of God, Christ consciousness, the essence of illumination, wisdom, and enlightenment. It is time for us now to utilize our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, invoking the light of God. Everything existing in our lives, whether we're talking about a person, place, condition, or thing, is vibrating with this electronic light substance, the electrons that we're talking about. The electrons that make up our life experiences are reflecting now our consciousness. That means that at any given moment, the things occurring in our lives is a result of the thoughts, words, actions, and feelings that we have released in the past and the things that we have agreed to go through to help transmute the misqualified energy during this time. So when we see people going through horrifically difficult things, this in no way means that they have been horrific or negative people. It could mean all kinds of things, and we can never judge what anybody else is going through. This is a unique moment on this planet, and what is occurring is that powerful beings of light are volunteering to embody into the very most oppressed and difficult places on the planet, so that as they wake up and rise up into a higher level of consciousness, they are lifting up the energy, vibration, and consciousness of the locations that they are in on behalf of every other person there. So when we talk about our lives reflecting our consciousness, it is impossible to judge just what that means. But what we need to understand is that no one is a victim. Each and every one of us are going through the learning experiences that we need at this time to shift the consciousness on the planet, things that we have agreed to participate in and go through to help awaken ourselves and the rest of humanity. For instance, there are horrific things taking place right now because of the inclement weather conditions and because of the famines that are taking place, for instance, in Somalia. It is heart-rending to see those people suffering in the way that they are suffering. But each and every one of them is fulfilling a facet of their divine plan. And through their activity at this moment, they are awakening humanity's compassionate hearts, and people everywhere are shifting into the realization that what affects one part of humanity affects all humanity. As one facet of life is in pain and suffering, we are all in pain and suffering. And it is a service that they are rendering, whether they are consciously aware of it or not. The most important thing that we can do is ask the consciousness, the divine self, of every man, woman, and child to lift them up, not only the people in Somalia, but everybody else on this planet, to open the hearts of humanity, to have humanity respond through the realization of the oneness of all life. We can solve this problem. We can solve this tragedy together as we come together on behalf of our sisters and brothers, knowing that we are one, and as they are suffering, we are suffering as well. Since the electrons must obey the divinity within our heart flames, we have the ability to speak directly to them and to command them through the power of God, I am, and the continuous and permanent expansion of the flame of purity, pulsating at their very core. We can do this right here and right now and cast off this cloak of darkness that is reflecting in humanity's lives now as poverty and pain and suffering of any kind. We can activate that core of purity and bring the divine potential to the surface. Then we will move into a new state of consciousness, unity consciousness, oneness consciousness that will allow us to tap into the viable solutions that will help us move through this purging and cleansing process quickly so that we can all move into the light, into the patterns of perfection for the new earth. Now I'd like to share with you some thoughts about another force field of energy in addition to the flame of purity. There is also another force field of light, a sacred fire that comes forth from the heart of God, that is referred to as the resurrection flame. This is another incredibly powerful gift from our Father, Mother, God that is being greatly amplified at this time to assist humanity in our physical transformation. In the kingdom of heaven, the realms of perfection, where there is eternal life, ever-increasing opulence of expression, and neither degeneration nor decay are known, the power of the resurrection flame is not required. But for the evolutions presently developing in the negativity on earth, we do need this sacred fire. And our Father, Mother, God, in their infinite mercy, have provided this restorative sacred flame. And if we invoke the resurrection flame continually into our lives, it will revivify every electron of our being with its life-giving essence. In the beginning, when humanity lived within the laws of harmony, neither disease nor decay nor degeneration were known on this planet. This was the time that we referred to in the allegory of the Garden of Eden, when everything we needed to sustain our physical bodies was supplied in abundance. Then, at one point, humanity began experimenting with our gift of life, and we departed from the harmonious qualification of God's energy. At that time, our Father, Mother, God perceived the shadows of misqualified thoughts and feelings that were taking form in the consciousness of the children of Earth, and how that was interpenetrating our bodies at a cellular level, slowing down our vibrations, thus causing disease, aging, degeneration. Our godparents knew that the fruits of our negative thoughts and feelings would result in the disintegration of our earthly bodies. And they further understood that some means of restoration would have to be provided to the children of Earth if we were ever going to return to the original God estate, co-creating the kingdom of heaven on earth. Our Father, Mother, God, looking upon their beloved children, knew the need of the hour. The heart response was, "Before they have called, I have answered, and while they are yet speaking, I have heard." Our godparents perceived that a sacred force with a power of restoration would be necessary for those of us who would one day desire to return to our divine heritage. Our Father, Mother, God decreed that a mighty solar archangel would bring the sacred restoring flame to earth, thus making it available for all humanity to restore and resurrect our minds, bodies, and worlds to their rightful estate, reversing the adverse effects of our fall from grace. This restorative power is the glorious resurrection flame. This is a magnificent mother-of-pearl sacred fire that reverberates with all of the multifaceted, multicolored, scintillating frequencies of the sacred fires from the heart of our Father, Mother, God. To begin the process, our Father, Mother, God breathed into their heart flames from the very core of creation, the radiance of the Mother of Pearl resurrection flame. There the flame was fed by the holy breath of God until a mighty solar archangel, contemplating the nature of God, pierced through the blazing light of God's aura and perceived the sacred resurrection flame of hope and life for humanity. Before the throne of our Father, Mother, God, the solar archangel asked that he might embody that sacred fire and bring it to Earth for the benefit of those who would one day choose to once again know the wonder of eternal youth, vibrant health, and everlasting life. This mighty angel was granted the honor, and through the flame in his heart, the resurrection flame was anchored within the very core of beloved Mother Earth. This sacred mother of pearl flame expanded out through the crystal grid system, blazing through the core of the earth, bursting up through the crust of the earth, through the water element, the air element, bringing this new frequency of resurrection into the conscious heart and mind of the masses of humanity. This august being is now known as the Angel of Resurrection, and he is enveloping the earth at this time in ways that we have not experienced in the past, increasing into the physical plane fifth dimensional frequencies of the resurrection flame. This flame is a flame of hope and redemption for the human race. It is the essence by which diseased, distorted, and disintegrated substance generated by the misuse of humanity's thoughts and feelings can be purified, transmuted, resurrected, and lifted up back into its original God perfection. At this critical time, our Father, Mother, God have granted the Angel of Restoration and Resurrection permission to expand this sacred fire without limit. The action of the resurrection flame actually quickens the vibratory rate of the light within the electrons of the body. This enables the inner light to throw off the cloak of darkness as the core of purity is activated. The appearance of limitation can no longer exist as it is resurrected back into light, so that it can stand revealed in its full glory. The resurrection flame will blaze through the earthly bodies of anyone who invites it to. All we have to do is ask, and so it is. Now, I know on this program we've talked about several sacred fires, like the magnificent violet flame of God's infinite perfection, the transmuting divine flame of transfiguring love, the violet flame of transmutation, the white flame of purity, and now the mother of pure flame of resurrection. All of these sacred fires work in harmony and compatibly with each other, and they enhance each and every activity of light that we invoke them into. So the resurrection flame is another very powerful tool that will blaze through the earthly bodies of anyone who invites it. We all have the ability to draw the resurrection flame into our hearts and to project it on the holy breath through every fiber of our being. We can also project this powerful flame into any person, place, condition, or thing through their mighty I Am presence and the divine plan for that activity. By holding the focus of our attention on whatever it is that we want to flood with the resurrection flame, we will serve as a conduit along which this sacred fire will flow into places of employment, hospitals, homes, and people everywhere. We can direct the resurrection flame into the psychic astral plane, and all of the etheric records and memories of the past, dissolving and purifying the etheric records of every life stream, every nation, every continent, and every injustice that has ever been perpetuated on any part of life. We have the ability to do this because we are one with all life. There is no us and them. There is no separation. This is our energy as well. The Mother of Pearl Resurrection Flame can be directed into the accumulated manifestation of disease, poverty, famines, plagues, pestilence, despair, and into the tremendous accumulation of negative thoughts which fill the atmosphere, impinging themselves on the mental bodies of the people, thus blocking God's directives and the directives of their I Am presence. When we freely partake of the gifts and blessings of the resurrection flame, we avail ourselves of its restorative power. By opening our four earthly bodies to the transmuting, quickening, raising power of this sacred fire, each of us will greatly benefit from this gift that was given to humanity through the love of our Father, Mother, God. It is an act of divine grace beyond the comprehension of our finite mind. It is the law of forgiveness beyond what we have deserved. As we daily and hourly utilize this sacred flame, we will accelerate our physical transformation beyond measure. So for optimum effectiveness, we can invoke the Mother of Pearl Resurrection Flame through our entire beings at least once every 24-hour period. And we can ask through our I Am presence that this sacred fire bathe each and every one of us and restore every electron of our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies to the perfection we knew in the beginning, before even this world was. As we invoke this sacred flame, we will feel the resurrecting power of divinity stirring into action as it flows through our heart flames into the world in which we presently abide. It will expand through the heart flame of our sisters and brothers in the family of humanity, through the divinity within the hearts of the elemental kingdom, the angelic kingdom, and all life serving this sweet earth. A simple invocation that we can say as a mantra every day is, I am the resurrection and the life of perfection within every electron of life, now made manifest and sustained by holy grace. I am the resurrection and the life of the perfection within every electron of life, now made manifest and sustained by holy grace. I am the resurrection and the life of perfection within every electron of life, now made manifest and sustained by holy grace. Thus do we become living temples of resurrection. The life-giving currents of the greatly amplified resurrection flame is revitalizing the divine patterns that have lain dormant within humanity's heart flames for eons of time. This enhanced sacred fire is bringing with it the miracle of a new birth, the birth of a new heaven and a new earth right here and right now in this physical plane. Now, even though humanity is receiving more assistance from the company of heaven than ever before, our physical transformation will not solely be the result of divine intervention. Our transformation will occur through our intentional, conscious, cooperative efforts with the beings of light who have selflessly dedicated their lives to helping us. In ages past, through the often inadvertent misuse of our gift of light, we created the maladies that are manifesting now in our earthly bodies. through our free will choices. We must now accept responsibility for transforming these vehicles back into their original perfection. We will accomplish this mighty feat by deliberately choosing to utilize the life-transforming tools that are being given to humanity at this time by the Company of Heaven. These exercises that we're going to be doing today are designed to quicken the core of purity in every electron of life. When that happens, we will cast off the cloak of darkness that has been blocking the light of those electrons, and we will reveal the perfection of the core of purity. The dense negativity that has interpenetrated the cells, atoms, and molecules of our bodies, causing the disease, aging, and degeneration, can be cast off through this activity of light into the violet flame and permanently transmuted into light. Then the fifth-dimensional solar Elohim and the directors of the elements, the beings of light, the builders of form, will join with our I Am presence to utilize the powerful gifts of the resurrection and the ascension flames to help us transform our body. These sacred flames from the heart of our Father, Mother, God will raise the vibration of our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. And we will lift out of the frequencies of aging, decay, and degeneration into the embrace and control of our I Am presence and the infinite perfection of our solar light bodies. These are vehicles of eternal youth, vibrant health, and infinite perfection. Humanity's physical transformation is a necessary step in the manifestation of heaven on earth. We cannot take diseased, disintegrating, and aging bodies into the fifth-dimensional frequencies of God's infinite perfection. These vehicles are in the process of being transformed from the carbon-based planetary bodies we are familiar with into the crystalline-based solar light bodies that will abide in the fifth dimension. We are being asked at this time to put forth the necessary action to transform our earthly bodies into the infinite physical perfection of our solar light bodies. This is being requested of us so that people will begin to have living, breathing examples of this seeming miracle of transformation to encourage, inspire them in their own transformational process. Regardless of how hard we may have tried in the past to accomplish the illustrious goal of transforming our earthly bodies into bodies of vibrant health, eternal youth, and infinite perfection, this time it's going to be different. The time is short, and never have we received the degree of assistance that we are now receiving to help us with the transformation of our earthly bodies. Because of this truth, more than ever before in our human evolution, our victory is assured. As we proceed through these various exercises, let's do it with an expanded sense of joy, enthusiasm, confidence, and the assurance of our eternal victory in the light. We're going to begin by activating to a higher level our fifth-dimensional solar spine and our 12 solar chakras that are now vibrating through our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. These invocations and exercises that we're going to be doing, I'm going to be stating in the first person so that we will each experience them individually and personally. But know that as these activations take place within us, they are simultaneously reverberating through the I Am presence and the earthly bodies of every man, woman, and child on the planet. The I Am presence of each person is the God self of that soul and knows exactly how much of this light and exactly how effectively this light will be through the solar chakra and the solar spine of each person. This will occur in perfect divine order, in alignment with every person's divine plan and his or her highest good. Begin now by breathing in deeply and going in within to the divinity of your heart. Follow me through this visualization with the full power of your attention. Let everything go and feel your I Am presence taking full dominion of your physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies right here and right now. Knowing that as this is occurring through you, it is occurring simultaneously through every man, woman, and child on earth, through their I Am presence, whether they are in or out of embodiment. I am my I Am presence, and I am one with the I Am presence of all humanity. Through the presence of God, I am, I now invoke the mighty solar Elohim to project their luminous presence into the atmosphere of Earth. These magnificent beings are the builders of form and the directors of the elements, the earth, the air, the water, and the fire elements that comprise my four earthly bodies. Blessed ones, I ask that you accelerate the expansion of the circle of the sacred 12, the divine qualities that are associated with the 12 solar aspects of deity that are now blazing through my fifth dimensional solar spine and my 12 solar chakras. Project this divine light into every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of my four earthly bodies. And lift every frequency of vibration in my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies into the infinite perfection of my fifth dimensional solar light bodies. From this new higher frequency of consciousness, I clearly perceive that my 12 solar chakras and the corresponding solar meridians in my fifth dimensional spine are unique and radiating light in ways that I have not experienced in the past. I see that each of my fifth dimensional solar chakras radiates all 12 solar aspects of deity all the time. This is the true meaning of the circle of the sacred 12. Beloved Elohim, beloved I Am Presence, beloved Father, Mother, God, expand the infinite power and light of the circle of the sacred 12 through all 12 of my solar chakras. I now experience the 12 solar aspects of deity as they expand now, one by one, through all 12 of my solar chakras. First, I experience the first solar aspect of deity, which is the sapphire blue frequency of light that is pulsating with the divine qualities of God's will, illumined faith, power, protection, and God's first cause of perfection. This sapphire blue light blazes through all 12 of my solar chakras until they are pulsating, magnificent sapphire suns blazing through my four earthly vehicles. Now I experience the second solar aspect of deity, which is a sunshine yellow radiance of light. This sapphire, this sunshine yellow aspect of deity blazes with the divine qualities of enlightenment, wisdom, illumination, understanding, perception, and constancy. This light blazes through all 12 of my solar chakras until they become sunshine yellow suns of light blazing through my 4 earthly bodies. I now experience the 3rd solar aspect of deity, which is crystalline pink. This aspect is pulsating with the divine qualities of transfiguring divine love, tolerance, adoration, oneness, and the reverence for all life. This light blazes through my 12 solar chakras until each one becomes a magnificent crystalline pink sun blazing through my 4 earthly bodies. I am now experiencing the 4th solar aspect of deity, which is pulsating with pure white light. It is radiating the divine qualities of purity, hope, the immaculate concept, restoration, resurrection, and ascension. This crystalline white light blazes through all 12 of my solar chakras until they are blazing white suns pulsating through my 4 earthly bodies. I now experience the 5th solar aspect of deity, which is emerald green. This aspect of deity pulsates with the divine qualities of illumined truth, healing, consecration, concentration, and inner vision. This magnificent emerald green light blazes through all 12 of my solar chakras until they become blazing emerald suns radiating through my 4 earthly bodies. I now experience the 6th solar aspect of deity, which is ruby gold. This aspect of deity pulsates with the divine qualities of ministering grace, healing, devotional worship, and eternal peace. This ruby gold light blazes through all 12 of my solar chakras until they become blazing ruby gold suns pulsating through my 4 earthly bodies. I now experience the 7th solar aspect of deity, which is violet. This aspect of deity pulsates with the divine qualities of freedom, liberty, divine justice, victory, mercy, compassion, forgiveness, and transmutation. This aspect of deity blazes through my 12 solar chakras until each one becomes a blazing amethyst sun pulsating through my 4 earthly bodies. I now experience the 8th solar aspect of deity, which is aquamarine. This aspect pulsates with the divine qualities of clarity, lucidity, divine perception, and discernment. This aquamarine light blazes through my 12 solar chakras until each one becomes a blazing aquamarine sun pulsating through my 4 earthly bodies. I now experience the 9th solar aspect of deity, which is magenta. This aspect is pulsating with the divine qualities of harmony, balance, assurance, and confidence. This magenta aspect of deity radiates through all 12 of my solar chakras until each one becomes a blazing magenta sun pulsating through my four earthly bodies. I now experience the 10th solar aspect of deity, which is gold. This aspect pulsates with the divine qualities of eternal peace, prosperity, abundance, and the God supply of all good things. This golden aspect of deity pulsates now through all 12 of my solar chakras until each one becomes a golden sun of light, radiating through my four earthly bodies. I now experience the 11th solar aspect of deity, which is peach. This aspect is pulsating with the divine qualities of divine purpose, enthusiasm, and joy. This peach aspect of deity radiates through all 12 of my solar chakras, transforming each one into a blazing peach sun that radiates through my four earthly bodies. And I now experience the 12th solar aspect of deity, which is opal. This aspect is pulsating with the divine qualities of transformation and transfiguration. This aspect radiates through all 12 of my solar chakras, transforming each one into a magnificent opal essence sun, radiating through my four earthly bodies. My I Am presence always monitors the situation, and when the appropriate amount of light of each one of the 12 solar aspects is reverberating through my 12 solar chakras, the circle of the sacred 12 is returned to perfect balance. I can amplify one or more of these aspects of deity through my chakras anytime I want to, and I can do it as often as I like, according to the need of the hour and my service to the light. Beloved Elohim, I thank you for the clarity and the assistance that you are giving to me and to all humanity during this momentous time on earth. I accept and know through the power of my I Am presence that the expanded activity of light you are projecting now through my solar spine and my solar chakras will daily and hourly increase, moment by moment, lifting me and humanity into higher frequencies of the fifth dimension in accordance with each of our divine plans. Now, as one collective heartbeat, through this new higher frequency, we invoke the full divine momentum of the resurrection flame. I am the resurrection and the life of all life evolving on this planet, now made manifest and sustained by Holy Grace. I am the resurrection and the life within all life evolving on this planet, now made manifest and sustained by Holy Grace. I am the resurrection and the life within all life evolving on this planet, now made manifest and sustained by Holy Grace. And so it is. Beloved I am. Beloved I am. Beloved I am. I now return my consciousness to the room, and I become aware of my physical body as I allow these energies to be assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Beloved ones, breathe in deeply, becoming aware of your physical body, inhaling, exhaling, and when you're ready, you may open your eyes. Precious one, thank you for joining us today as we expand our chalice of light, adding to the light of the world. Pay attention to what you're empowering with your thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. Invoke the resurrection flame. Become familiar with this gift from our Father, Mother, God. Tune in with us next week as we continue our activities of light. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.